Hello and welcome to the Selfish Podcast. In today we have Anita Logan, and I'm excited to hear her life, her journey, and her story. So welcome, Anita. Can you just share with me, where in the world are you and what time of day is it for you?
Right now I am in Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, and it is 1 o'clock.
Oh, nice. It's always amazing that we can connect in an instant around the world these days. So I really love to hear where my audience are as well as where the guests are from. So thank you so much for tuning in. And it's late in the evening. I'm in the south, well, north of Spain right now. I was in the south, I'm in the north. So I'm over in Europe. What I like to do with my guests is to know them more personally. I like to hear about the start of their life. Can you paint me a picture of what life was like for you, say pre 10 years old, what your parents did, what school life was like? Just paint me a picture of life.
Sure. Well, a lot of the information that I can share, I learned later on in life, but little Antoinette was given to a family at either 2 days old or 2 weeks old. And they raised me until I was about 5 or 6 years old, taught me how to read and write. And I went to preschool while living with them. And it was a nice part of my life. Got my first bike from my godfather. And I was taken from them, I guess, around 6 or 7. And I don't remember much of that, but I was told I was with my dad at that time. And after that, I guess I went back to my mom's house somewhere around that time frame, 7 or 8, until moving forward, you know, in teenage years and things like that. But prior to 10, I had already experienced quite a bit of trauma and things that shaped who I am today, actually. They were the stepping stones to the strength that I have that pushes me to move forward and do everything that my spirit says I should do or that I can do.
Oh, beautiful. It's very similar to mine in terms of I had very early childhood traumas that continued for some time, but I see the trauma as drama, and what good story doesn't have some drama, you know? It's where you get your strength from. So yeah. What was school life like for you back then?
I don't even remember, actually. I don't know. School isn't a big part of my life at all, actually.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Well, each to their own. And like for me, school was always felt sort of discomfort. You know, I didn't feel like I needed to be there. I think when you got a lot of trauma going on, it heightens your awareness at a young age and you're a bit more sensitive to the school life. And it feels like just another layer of control and discomfort.
And I can agree with that. And I'm one that I don't believe in anything. I either know or I don't. But I'm not one that is forceful upon traditional education. I'm an alternative education person. I feel that you don't need anything. You don't need a mama, a daddy, a sister, a brother, or nothing to be who you're meant to be. Who you are meant to be in your spirit, the reason that you came here to this realm, you can be that without anything extra given to you from this world. You don't need books and all these things because it's already inside of you. That's actually what you need is the remembrance of waking up and remembering, I know this already. I am that person already. And then acting on it. That's what we need. But it has nothing to do with school or the people that are placed in our lives. And honestly, like when you have situations where, like me, separated from my parents, you can't imagine how much time I've spent sad and crying, wishing I had my time with my mother and with my father and blah, blah, blah. When all along, I could be further along than I am today had I not wasted time on that. Had I known I could be great without having parents. I could be great without going to the traditional school. I could be great without a PhD. I could be great without all these things. The time we spend focusing on what people tell us we need to have and should be, if we just focus on what's inside of us, we get it way faster.
Yeah, definitely. And a big part for me was realizing or coming to the realization of how beautiful and amazing the body is. You know, like you can put food in it and it becomes cells. It can work out waste. It can do complex procedures that no scientist or person alive can perform. Yet you're doing it daily with ease.
daily.
So that power within is incredible. And like, I think a lot of people, like, they have their smartphone, you know, and it makes them feel not so smart. Mm-hmm. So it's like all these things, like, so the education, different things can make you really feel like you're not sort of good enough. Yeah. But then once you realize, wait a minute, how incredible and powerful you are, you know, that sort of changes that perception and, like, so put you on a sort of, I think, a much more direct path for pleasantness would be the word for our juice. What comes to mind first, not necessarily the first thing that happened, but what comes to mind first when I ask, what was an early struggle in your life?
Being alone, surviving on my own. I raised myself.
And what did you find in that early time kept you some balance during the hardest times, if you found something?
Knowing that there wasn't anyone coming to save me. Knowing that I was the only thing that was going to keep me moving, that was going to make sure I was good. There wasn't no superhero showing up. Santa Claus wasn't coming. And I leave it at that. Focused. It was me knowing I had to do whatever it took to make sure I was okay, because I did not have a savior.
Nice. And like you said, I think that's gave you this, I can tell you've got a lot of courage and a lot of strength. So I think that's what, like you said, you found that within, the savior was within the whole time. Well, do you remember the earliest thing you wanted to sort of do, be or become when you was a child, like your first dream?
I wanted to be a doctor or a nurse or something in the medical field.
Yeah. And is that something?
And I love doing hair too.
Is that something that sort of manifested later in your life or a totally different path?
Totally different. The hair side, yes. Well, let me not say totally different, because I am a doctor. I am a nurse. I am a healer. I'm healing people every day. I do surgery on people every day. When I restructure their mindset, when I restructure how they perceive the things that are happening around them, the things that are happening to people they love and care about, and how they interpret those things and how they use those experiences to become better. So, yeah, I am in the, and I'm still doing it today.
Oh, nice. I had another guest that had something similar. They wanted to be a surgeon, and they were really specific in how they work with people now. And I said to them, it's like you're still dissecting people in a precise way, but to get into their mindset, into their life, to fix them in some way, to make them sort of rebuild themselves or to cut out a trauma, you know. And they didn't realize, yeah, like, no, that's exactly what I'm doing now. And it sounds like it's the same for you. Yeah. So what is it that you do now?
Well, it depends on which aspect you're asking. If we're talking about the business side, I have several different businesses. One is the AIM Agency. We're a creative agency that focuses on brand development and lead generation strategies. We take our clients from idea to brand, brand to business to elevation and profits, meeting them where they are to help them achieve their next level business goals. And that too, it's the same thing. It's rebranding ourselves. I've had to rebrand my personal self so many times in life, because I started off as this victimized child that is nervous and scared around certain things and trying to figure out life. And then I had to rebrand and be like, oh no, we're not going to be a victim. We're going to be strong, and we're going to have some strength, and we're not going to just let people just do us any type of way. And then I had to rebrand myself from that. Like, okay, girl, pipe down. You ain't got to be so angry. You know, you ain't got to have to be ready to fight everybody. Everybody ain't mad. Everybody ain't out against you. So I had to constantly rebrand myself through these different phases. And it just transformed into becoming a business, because I also had did different things over time with branding, with corporate companies and stuff like that. I'm a life coach. I still write and sing when I feel like it. I'm not a person you could put in a box. When people say, what do? I do what I want to do when I feel like it, whatever that is in the moment. That's what I do. Because I'm not a person that does the same thing every day. I'm not a person that does what other people want me to do. I'm doing what I want to do. What my spirit say do in that moment, that's what I'm going to do. I might wake up tomorrow and be like, you know what? I'm finna be the president. And then I've got to go and do whatever my spirit tell me to do to become that. I don't have a roadmap. I don't know what I need. I don't know the steps to take, but I'm sure if that's what I'm supposed to do, my spirit going to guide me there.
Yeah. And it sounds like, like you said, a big part of that is to aid others in their journey and in independence, especially because, like I say, trying to help them cater their brand is about building themselves better wealth independence, you know. And Yeah, no, it's really interesting. And I like that you don't want to be put in a box, because I don't like to be caged up or boxed in any way or attached to any labels at all. You know, and it's, I think, again, it's just that freedom. And I think when you go through a certain journey in life, especially getting out of childhood trauma, you realize how much that was actually not just self-inflicted, but like what happened is causing it to be self-inflicted later in life. And it's like you need to break out. You've put yourself in a box after time and time and time again, but you can open it, you can get out of it. So no, it's beautiful you're doing that for other people, and you did it for yourself. Yeah, and I'm interested, what kind of music do you sing?
Well, nowadays it's just I don't have a genre. I just do what my spirit say. I don't know what to call it. I do what my spirit say do in that moment. It's not a one word thing for nothing that I do. It's just not.
Is it something that you share with others or something you keep to yourself, like to sing?
Oh yeah, I share it. It's online. It's funny that your podcast is called Selfish, because people like to call people selfish that are fully focused on themselves. And that's not selfish. The first law in life is you, to make sure that you are good. So the things that I do when they're talking about music and all this, I don't care if the world don't know. I'm doing it for me anyway. Now, if I share it on Facebook or a platform and a bunch of people hear it and it helps them, that's great. But before I focus on other people, everything I do has a benefit for me first. Everything. Those words that I put in that song, I needed to hear it. I didn't have nobody telling me, you know, you can change everything happening around you. So nobody right there to tell me, I wrote it in the song, press.
Yeah, and I think there's a huge power in just vocalizing them on your own self-encouragement, your own self. Like they said, being that voice for yourself that's actually empowering. What I called it for myself is I had an inner dictator for most of my life. You know, and it would whip me to do things. I was highly ambitious. I come from a traumatic background with a lot of pressure. And I wanted to break out. And I used anger, I used the sort of forcefulness of myself to try and motivate myself. And it took a long time because that became my condition. Like, that's what's got you where you are now. And if you wasn't that way, you wouldn't be anywhere. And then once I lost that, I realized, you know what, actually self-encouragement and a voice inside this talking to you beautifully and encouragingly actually makes you more productive, actually gets the job done better. So yeah, I can really resonate with that.
How? In my book, it starts with I say that you've got to be for yourself what you're looking for from everyone else first. If you need somebody to clap for you when you do something good, you got to get up and clap for yourself. You got to jump up and down and be excited for yourself. If you need somebody to say it's okay, you gonna make it, you got to be doing that for yourself. We got to be it for ourselves first, because we can't let our lives we can't let our lives depend on other people. Yeah. What if no one ever says it? What if no one ever says, you got this, go and do it. You're the best. You mean to tell me you won't be the best and you won't do it because no one else said it? You can clearly just say it yourself and your brain gonna hear it and act the same way.
Yeah, no, that's a big thing for mine. It's like not doing things for others. If it happens to be a byproduct that it works well for others, that's just beautiful. But ultimately, you've got to keep that balance with you and keep yourself, like I said, ascending and progressing. Your life's actually developing. Yeah, and I spent a long time as a carer for my mother and in a carer for my partner. And it was like, through that, I sacrificed a lot of my own energy, a lot of my own, like, just life, you know, but for someone else. But it took me a long time to realize that I need to look after myself so I can actually look after them better anyway. You know, and sometimes you have to say no, like, I can't right now. I need to take care of myself. And I found personally that was a really hard obstacle to overcome at the beginning. Now it seems easy. Now it's not even a question, you know, it's just because you just feel that that's the way it should be.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your book called?
It Starts With I.
Sorry, say it again.
It's the self. It Starts With I.
Okay.
It's all about self-love, mindset, business, wealth, money, and growth. It's an affirmations book. Affirmations that I was already using, but I never had actually put them together in a book form. Mm. So I put that book together and it changed my life.
Oh, nice. And where is that available?
It's available on my website. You can get it on social media. It's in my link tree. I actually went on tour for this book and I stayed on the road for 2 years. I met some amazing people, stories, just so many things, and didn't realize, you know, how much those people that were looking to me to impact their lives, I didn't know how much they would impact mine along the journey. But I'm forever changed by that tour. For real.
I was going to ask as well, like, how the last 2 years has been for you. It's been some, it's impacted everyone in some sort of way. Was it during that?
It's been amazing. It's been great.
Is that when you launched your book and went on tour? Is during that time or before or recent?
Yep, during that time. I did that tour right in the middle of the pandemic. Didn't catch COVID. Met great people. Had an amazing time. Went places I'd never been before. Did things that I've only dreamed of doing.
Nice. How did you,
amazing.
Like, did you self-publish and sort your own tour out, or was that through a publisher?
Mm-hmm. I am the publisher.
Nice. That's what I was assuming.
Mm-hmm. Look, and I said that because we say, did you self-publish or go through a publisher? Why are we saying that like it's a difference? What makes us different than any other publisher?
Yeah, for me, it was just
a publisher's a publisher.
Yeah, for me, it was just wondering whether you know, like, I've had another guest who had a publishing deal and they set up all the stuff for them to go for a tour and to do all the stuff. And that's, I was just wondering whether you had to organize that yourself and set that up and put it in motion.
I organized it all myself. It was one of those types of, it was like a pop-up tour. So I went to these different places and I already knew where the people that needed my book were at. They were going to be in the hood, in the ghetto, at the liquor store, at the gas station. They weren't driving the hottest car. Well, some could. I will say that some could. But it wasn't all about like that high place luxury lifestyle. It was more about places I actually had been in my life. When I needed those words, I know where I was at. Even in the moment that I wrote this book, I wrote that book because I had caught my significant other with another woman and I was upset. And that's what made me sit down and write my affirmations down in a book form because of that. So that realization for me was, girl, what's wrong with you? You need to do work on yourself, because why are you upset that he with another woman? That ain't your husband. And even if he was, we still got things we need to work on if that situation is bothering you this much that you won't do for yourself, meaning I couldn't work, which this is my company and my money, and I'm so upset that I can't work and get my money because of what this man is doing with somebody else. That's a me problem, not a him problem.
Yeah, no, I can resonate with that, because for me, it's always been a chase for sort of self-control. And like, my mom had severe schizophrenia from my early childhood. So we had a very bizarre life and single parent, a lot of poverty. And me and my brother looked after her most of my life. But it made me really determined to take care of my own mental health as well as my own physical health. And I really didn't like it if someone else could take some of that control from me. If someone else was able to make me feel a certain way, no matter what it was, whether it's something someone else would go, yeah, you should feel like that. I'd be like, no. No one can do that. You know, no one's allowed to do that. That's mine. My emotions are mine. My feelings are mine. You know, that what I do is mine. And that's where now I'm in a different place with it. Now I feel like anyone can do what they want. You know, and they're not going to take my feelings. They're not going to control my emotions. You know, that's, if they want to get angry, they can get angry. I'm not going to get there. Why? It's not nice. I've been there. It's not good.
True.
Yeah, so how was... You said that like 2 years and you've done your tour and you've done your book, and so where are you sort of now, and how is Atlanta with the sort of situation? Is it pretty much open and you can do bits, or you still got to go around?
Well, right now I'm just chilling and working, doing things on a computer. I'm the chief brand officer of Black House Media TV Network. I'm the editor-in-chief of a magazine. I do stuff through the computer. And I'm not really like, I'm a social person where you could call me, we could do a session, but I'm not an outside person. I don't mix and mingle a lot with like doing stuff. So I guess it's open. I don't know. I don't know. And I don't live here. I live in Chicago.
Oh, it's a long way. So what are you doing in Atlanta?
Because I want to be here.
So you taking some time to stay there and possibly move there, or you go back to Chicago sometimes? Or
don't have an answer for you. I'm just where I want to be when I want to be.
Yeah. Well, that's an answer.
For real, I go and do what I want to do when I feel like doing it. That's it. It ain't no other explanation.
Nice. I was going to ask with like what you do with the coaching and stuff as well. Where, what point in your life did that develop into something he was doing?
I've always been coaching people, even when I didn't know I was a coach. Because you think that you're just talking and sharing information and giving your opinion and your advice, but that's what you're doing. You're coaching them and guiding them to help navigate out of whatever situation it is you're guiding them through. So I've been doing it a long time. I've only been certified since 2017, I think. I can't remember what year it was. Don't make me lie to you. I don't remember the year because I don't remember a lot of stuff in time.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Is that a service you offer like as a digital service through like Zoom calls like we're doing now? How does your sort of service work?
Well, my service on coaching is really dependent on the client. I don't work with everybody. Because I'm what they call a straight shooter. I don't got time for the back and forth. I'm very direct. And I'm not always, I don't say things in a way that everybody can accept it. A lot of people need to be handled like a baby. Hi, sweetheart. And da 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 da. I ain't that. This is what it is. This is how it go. This is what you need to do. And when I help you, I'm not just that you keep coming back to about that problem. I don't want to hear about the same problem over and over again. Once I've given you steps that you need to take to fix that, if you ain't doing the work, I'm not going to keep having that same conversation. Because what people don't understand is what you watch on TV, what you listen to, what you allow into your spirit, into your mind, it affects you. I'm not letting nothing or nobody affect me in a negative way. So because I'm a coach, if I allow your situation that could be negative, if I allow it into my space in that time, that's because I'm choosing to help you through it. But I'm not going to continuously let you bring your negative energy into my space when you ain't even doing the work to remove it. That would be silly on my part. So I'm not a typical coach. And I don't move in that way. Like I'm really, everything that people see from me is really about my self journey, and I'm willing to share it with those that need it along the way. So people don't have to call me a coach. They don't have to call me a consultant. You don't have to call me nothing but my name, really, because it's not about the business for real for me. I'm really doing what I'm doing because I'm a growing woman. I'm trying to be my best self. I want to be the best person that I can be till I am not in this realm any longer, till I transition to the next phase of my journey. And I can only do that by constantly learning, self-reflecting, doing the work to be better. And along the journey, you meet people that are not where you are today. They're where you used to be. So if I can give you some encouragement, I can give you some tools that'll help you. I can give you some steps to take to get past where I used to be, to get to where I am now or where I have been. Then, yeah, I'll do that. No problem. But you got to be ready, because I'm not letting nobody take me off my track. I'm not letting nobody stop me from getting where I got to go. I come first. There's not nobody in this world that I come first to besides me. And it's probably the same thing for everybody else.
Yeah, like I said,
I choose me.
Yeah, that is why this is called the Selfish Podcast, because it's I enjoy hearing people's stories. I enjoy hearing you tell yours. And so it's selfish for me. You know, I'm doing it for myself, really, but I do share it with others. Yeah, and it's also about their self and their life and their journey. So that was why it's called the Selfish. And like I said, selfish is used in such a negative term. But it's not
right, but it's a positive thing.
You need to start there. If you're not serving yourself, you're not going to be able to serve anyone else. You know, you'll soon empty your cup, you'll soon run out of energy. Is there any practices or anything that you do daily for yourself to keep yourself in balance, or does it just fluctuate?
Well, I do my affirmations every day, all throughout the day. To be honest, besides that and writing, those are probably the only two things that I do every single day. Because some days I don't even eat because I don't need to. But yeah, I do those two things every day. But it's not, to me, it's like natural. That's just what I naturally do. It's not even like, oh, I got to do my writing. I got to do my affirmations. It's just a part of what I do.
Yeah, so you're writing now another book? Are you on to your next one?
Yes, it starts with I. Intentions will be out in a couple of months, maybe a few. I didn't put an exact date on it because I don't typically publish like through the Amazons and all that. I put everything on my personal site myself so I can know who my customers are. I can communicate with my customers. And once it's done, I'll release it. I was almost ready to be done with it, but I've got a slew of clients that I'm working with right now. So I had to push that a little bit on the back burner to focus on what my clients need. But then I'll pick it up and finish it and do the finishing touches. And it'll be ready soon.
Yeah. And it's nice that you said, like, you find that process actually balancing. I think that's what drives, like, if it's your own passion, like you said, you're serving yourself by doing it. You're not doing it because you want to be an author. You don't want the title. Like you said, you're not even doing it because you know it can help someone. Most of all, you're just doing it because you feel passionate. And the byproduct is that becomes of service. Like for me, I think everyone has an innate purpose and a place to serve in this earth. But they have to realize for themselves their own truths, their own identity, to be able to then be of that service. But it comes from some core purpose that they're driven through experience, through life, and however they ended up here.
I'm shaking my head, but I missed a lot of what you said because Zoom is cutting in and out. So I don't even know all of what you said.
I'm sorry, it might be my end, because that's why a lot of them are audio, because as you can see, I'm just sort of in the middle of nowhere. So my signal sometimes isn't quite.
It might not be you. I've never had an 100% positive experience with Zoom ever.
Yeah, no, I haven't. Even when I've been on, like, I've had really fast internet, Wi-Fi or anything, and I'll be on a call with someone and it's still choppy. I was on one this morning and it just kept freezing, and it wasn't my end. There's like five or six people on there. I could see them all chatting, except from the main host. And it just kept freezing, and he had to cut the meeting short. But I've looked, it's just that everyone seems to...
It happens like that.
Since COVID, Zoom's become the number one video. I've tried a few others, but no one else seems to have the program, and it becomes a bit long for the guests to tell them to download something brand new, unless they're already using it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's sort of...
Try StreamYard.
Sorry?
Try StreamYard.
StreamYard. I'll check that one out. I think I saw an advert for that only yesterday, actually. Something popped up. I wasn't sure if that was a live only, or you can pre-record as well.
No, you can you can pre-record on that too.
Oh, one of my cats has just jumped on the table. Sorry to be distracted. Keep these episodes to roughly 40 minutes. Was there anything else that we haven't covered that you wanted to share today?
No, I just really want people to know that you have everything inside of you that you need to be who you want to be. Don't let the thoughts and the voices of other people stop you from being your best version of you. No matter what it is, tap into your I power. Let your power control what your perspective of things is. The I perspective for me is all about choosing the best version of everything so that in turn you feel great and you can move forward in a positive way that makes your life ultimately better.
Oh, nice. And what's your website, by the way? I'll put all your links in the description, but what is it?
AskMissLogan.com. You can connect with me on Linktree. That is Link, LinkTree, period EE forward slash ask ASK Miss MS Logan LOGAN. And all of my links will be there.
Nice. And I have just a few short, fun, quick fire questions I ask every guest at the end of the show. Do you have time for them?
Sure.
If you had to choose one, a cat or a dog?
Say it again.
If you had to choose one, cat or dog?
Dog.
And what's your favorite color?
Red.
And in the simplest form, what motivates you? What excites you?
Growth.
Nice. And what sound or noise do you love?
Rain or water.
And what sound or noise do you not love so much?
Loud racket.
Nice. What do you love about yourself?
My spirit, my mind, my view of life.
Nice. And what do you love to see in other people?
Positivity, ambition, nice. Will to make it happen when no way seems that there is.
Nice. And last question, what do you love about animals? This can be animals in nature or pets. Just.
You said, what do I love about them?
Yeah.
Animals are natural, like, you see videos of a deer and a cat. A deer got a cat. A cat laying under the deer like it's his mama. And then the dog come over there and the deer starts licking the dog. They not the same animal. They can't actually talk with words like us, but yet they exhibit love and care for one another, even though they're different.
Yeah. Sound beautiful.
So that.
Nice. Well, it's been beautiful to chat to you and get to know you a bit more. And I'm excited to share your story and your words with my audience.
Thank you. It was great getting to know you and chatting with you as well. I appreciate you for having me on your platform.
And you're welcome, and have a beautiful day. And I will follow your journey and check out more of your stuff and recommend the audience go check the links in the description so they can also follow up on your work and what you do.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. You enjoy the rest of your day as well.
You too. All right. Catch you later. All right. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Selfish Podcast. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and leave a review if you can. It really helps other people find the content. And if you gain something from this, maybe someone else will too. I truly appreciate you being here. I'm grateful for every single one of you. You inspire me to continue to create content on YouTube, podcast, and as many platforms as I can online. So thank you so much. Big thank you to my patrons out there. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be online. If you'd like to become a patron, go to patreon.com/LukeGreenheart. All the links will be in the description. And don't forget, you can get my free copy of my book, The Self, Who Am I? Which gives clarity to identity and direction to your purpose through beautiful insights and perception. So go check that out. You can get it free at lukegreenheart.com/free. Remember, links in the description. It's also available as a paperback on Amazon. Have a beautiful day. I truly appreciate you. Love life. Love yourself. Love others. Thank you again for being here.